Happy Tuesday to you, and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. I also hope you got a chance yesterday to go on a fantastic rampage of self-appreciation and really big yourself up. It's very important for us to do this to get, I suppose, clear of actually the good parts of ourselves and to focus in positively on ourselves as well. So today what I want to talk to you about is about you going forward now and creating a life, I suppose, realistically that you want, and one that is going to feel enjoyable and one that's going to feel expansive so that you feel like you're growing and progressing at every stage. Like I've been saying, we have spent a lot of the last number of months focusing in on, you know, clearing our negative emotions, and you're still going to have to do that probably nearly daily, you know, because we all have stresses that come up every day. But this week, it's just to kind of get us into the headspace of looking at things in a different way. So all I want you to do today is to ask yourself, what type of a mindset do you have? So do you get stressed quite quickly? If something is stressing you or worrying you, do you go to your worst case scenario straight away? Do you panic about things quite quickly without rationally thinking them through? I suppose, what are your go-tos when things trigger you off in a negative sense or in a stressful way? The other thing is about, what's your mindset towards life? Like, what's your attitude like? Normally when I do coaching with people, I get them to nearly rate that out of 10. So 0 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. How positive do you feel about life, about yourself in your life, and about what life's going to give you? I definitely know that when we go through periods that are quite difficult and we get stuck in those, it can be hard to actually believe that things can get better again, and nearly forget about the times that could have been better. And for most of us, we're just going along every day and things mightn't be good or bad, which is somewhere in between. But again, we might actually be just getting caught in the monotony of life and not even realizing where our headspace is at. So today it's to, one, start to get clear on where your mindset is, how you're reacting to things, and how you're viewing your life, how you're viewing yourself in your life. And then the second thing I want you to do is to actually like take a note of these things, okay? But the second thing I want you to do then is to ask yourself, do you believe fully that you have the capability, but also that life is going to support you in getting to where you want to be? Because if there's a lack of belief in yourself, we've got to work on that first. And if there is a belief that you think things can happen, that's brilliant, because you're starting at a good place. And it doesn't matter where you're at, because we're all at different places, and you might feel, yes, things are possible one day and not the next day. So when we're trying to create things, that I do believe it all starts in our mind. I think that there are a lot of things in our life that are out of our control, how people are, how situations are going to develop, and different, you know, traumatic events that kind of crop up in our life. But for the most part, taking those instances out of it, we are actually more in control of things, because how we react to things, that's within our control. How we view things is within our control. And what lessons we can take from difficult situations is definitely within our control. And when we're trying to create a life, it's like, you know, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago about intentional living and living on purpose, we are doing things consciously. And when they say, you know, your thoughts create your reality, I definitely believe this to be true. I do believe there's probably, I'd even say, a 20% portion that you cannot control, but 80% I do believe. And that comes down to how you choose and how you choose to think. And this can be a hard part. Some days you'll feel great and positive, and other days you won't. But I suppose what I'd like to teach you this week, or bring to you this week, is how to do that in stressful periods and how to do that in good periods. But first of all, we've got to get, or you've got to get, an understanding of where your mind is as a basis before we get going. And tomorrow I'm going to talk more about how to make shifts around the mindset, and then as we go into Thursday, we're going to look at what we actually want to create. But I also would ask you today, on top of all this stuff, is to just keep note of your responses to things during the day, and note to where your mindset actually goes to. So from the minute you're getting up in the morning, you might be listening to this now, or throughout the day, how have things been throughout the day? Or if you're listening to this in the evening time, how did you react to things over the course of the day? How did your mind shift or alter depending on the circumstances? And how can you bring yourself back to a more joyful place in yourself when things are a little bit stressful or overwhelming? So I wish you a really good Tuesday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, where we'll look at this a little bit more. And I hope you have a really great day. Thanks.